Hey there, do make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And with that out of the way, let's get these.
And now, your host, Fermi Lola.
What's good, beautiful people. Welcome back to the Mafejo Fermi Podcast. You know, before I even go on, let me just be honest, yeah? This last week has been a bit rough because, you know, I've been dealing with real life stuff and whatnot. For the past, like, 2 weeks or so, you might have noticed that I've not been all that active and all of that. But, you know what? Yeah, I'm trying to deal with this stuff. So, once I'm done with all that, I'll be back to... I don't even think I'm doing anything like wrong, but I'm not like giving it my all yet just because of, you know, do you understand? You get me? But yeah, thank you for this love and support so far. I really appreciate that. And without further ado, let's just get on with it. Oh, by the way, before we go on here, yeah, I just want to announce, special announcement, ladies and gentlemen, next week, or I don't know when this will be coming up, but come February 12th, the Mafejo Fermi podcast will be a year old. Yes. Yes, 1 year. And I'm looking forward to that. Honestly, How do I put this? I didn't expect myself to stay committed for a year. And I'm glad I did because, you know, I'm able to build this wonderful community. We're taking over, do you understand? We're taking over, so I'm looking forward to that. So that should be, whenever that comes out, we're going to have like a special episode and all of that, you know what, saving that for next week. But I just said I should announce that. Let's just move on to the business of the day. I know it's about how many minutes in and I've just been waffling, but yeah, trust me, let's get into it. So yeah, So, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the official debut of a new series. On the Mafejo Fermi podcast. Why did I even do that? But anyways, basically, this is going to be the first episode of the new series titled African Myths and Legends, which... If you don't know what it's about from the title, then...
Think about your life!
You're a failure.
You are a failure! You can never make it!
Why do I do this thing where I laugh before I deliver the punchline to a joke or something? Like I feel like in this... when I was going... See, I just did it again. But anyways, when I was going to do the... Oh, you're a failure, whatever. I was laughing before I even said the punchline for the joke or whatever. It's a bad habit, so... Yeah, fix up. But anyways, let's move on. So basically, what this series is about, or what we'll be doing in this series, is we're going to be exploring the legends, myths, and folklore of the African continent. But of course, we're going to be adding the, you know, Fumi Pepe spices. We're going to spice it up, and it's not going to come straight. Obviously, that's not what we do here. It's basically these stories, but with a twist. And that twist is the Mafejo Fermi. I don't even know what I said, but anyways, the goal of the series is to educate, of course, entertain, and inspire to aspire, to press. Anyways, you know the drill. Come join me as we delve into the tales that have captivated generations of Africans and continue to shape our identity and worldview. Why did I say view that way? Whether you're a fan of African culture, a student of mythology, or simply a lover of Fumi Pepe, do you understand? Any fans, me? I see you, my fans. Anyways, this series, The African Myths and Legends, has something for you. So sit back, relax, and get ready for a journey through the imaginative and entertaining world of African myths and legends. And ladies and gentlemen, today's episode is a banger. Drum rolls, please, as we announce the myth for today. Anyways, you've already seen it from the title. Why do I keep acting like I keep acting like it's going to be this reveal that like I could reveal it after? It's probably on the title. So anyways, you've already seen the title. It's the story of Olajumoke. Let's just dive right into it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this story comes from West Africa, Nigeria to be specific. It's a story among the Yoruba tribe. I don't know, because I was not there, obviously, but I don't know where it comes from or what I've not born, you know. Just sit back and enjoy the folklore of Olajumoke. Once upon a time, in the kingdom of Ayegberu, there lived a stunning woman named Olajumoke. Like I said, Olajumoke was stunning. And why was she stunning, you ask? Well, she was considered to be the most beautiful woman on earth. Olajumoke's beauty was unrivaled. Like, literally, there was nobody better than her. Olajumoke was an absolute baddie. She was an absolute baddie, and I mean, news of her beauty quickly spread around town. Everybody was talking about Olajumoke.
Oh my gosh, bro. Did you see that babe, man? Olajumoke, bruh. Yes, yes, I saw her, man. That girl fine. That girl is fine, man. See, bro, I'm ready to risk it all, man. I'm going to see that girl. I'm going to try to chat to her. Do you know what I'm saying? I can't just let that girl slip for my hand. Bro, I've tried, man. I tried last week, man. But this girl said no. What are you gonna do? She said no. She's been telling everybody no, man. That's what she just does. Bro, I don't care, bro. She's too fine.
Now, everybody was talking about this beautiful lady. I mean, people back then used to say that Olajumoke's beauty make blind people see. It was said that she would walk down the road and the blind would open their eyes just to see her beauty. But also, they were like, she's walking past the road like this. Even the lame is walking. Do you understand? If you don't have a limb, you grow your limb. Man, she was the epitome of beauty. The standard. I mean, 10 over 10. 10 over 10. You know what they say? With great power comes greater responsibility. And in Olajumoke's case, what came with a great beauty was an even greater pride or arrogance. Yeah, she was arrogant. She was extremely, you know, some call it arrogance. I feel like Olajumoke knew her worth. You know, as a beautiful person myself, I know how it is. You understand? You can't just lower your standard, or it do be like that. But anyways, the gist was that Olajumoke was saying no to everybody. No matter to all the men around her, she had many, many suitors, many people trying to get to marry them. Do you understand? Asking for a hand in marriage. But you would come today and she'd be like,
oh, you're an android. Ew, like, no. iPhone or nothing, bro. Like, how do you expect me to FaceTime you? Oh boy, it's just an android. Hell no! You want me to enter that your horse? Ew! You don't have like a Tesla or something? Oh, Teslas have not been invented. That sounds like a you problem. So you want me to be like riding around in a horse? Like, no, sorry.
Anyways, that's how Olajumoke used to curve men up and down. Do you understand? Nothing was ever good enough for Olajumoke. So, no matter how handsome you were, no matter how rich you were, no matter how influential, do you understand? There were kings, princes from various lands, from various kingdoms, coming, trying to woo Olajumoke, but it was always the same. This would all change one fateful day when a mysterious man walked into Ayegberu and went to the market to do some shopping. Now, this man was was handsome. An handsome man. Dark skin.
Where is he?
Broad shoulders.
Where is he?
Six pack.
Where is he?
He had the voice. This lovely voice that like made the ladies tremble. Do you understand? Oh, the jaw, chiseled jaw, lips, the softest lips, juicy pink lips. Do you understand? See, basically me, it was just a downgraded Fumi Pepe. Do you understand? 6 foot plus.
This is a sobo.
The height is there. Do you understand? It's basically Fumi Pepe, bro. Anyways, this mysterious young man walked into the market. He just came by, went about his shopping, minding his own business. But man, were the ladies talking? the ladies were really talking about this guy, and everybody was like, "Yo, there is," and you know how ladies be now, like, "Oh my gosh, there is this hot boy, there is this hot guy in the market." You know, they were just chatting when Olajumoke heard, and Olajumoke was like,
"Oh my gosh, what's all this? What's all this about? What's going on? What's going on? Why is everybody talking about? Oh, there is a young, a fine boy, yeah. In this land, there is no fine boy, yeah. Let me see, show him. Wait, that one. Oh, wearing that top. Oh my gosh. Damn, but boy, he's fine. Oh my god, he's so, I have to have him. I'm going to have him. He is mine. I want him. Oh my gosh.
And yeah, basically, Olajumoke made up her mind and was like, you know what? This boy is going to be mine because I'm the prettiest lady in the in the kingdom, in the world, in fact. And the prettiest lady has to have the prettiest guy. Instead of being a responsible citizen and shooting her shot, Olajumoke decided to just move like a weirdo and just follow the young man around. She was just following anywhere he went to. He noticed that. You understand, boy. It just was like, he just ignored her. I was like, no, this weirdo will leave me and whatnot. So he was doing his old shopping and what have you. When he was done with his shopping and was about to leave, decided to confront this weirdo and was like, yo, what's the deal? What are you doing? What are you trying to do? And that's when Olajumoke explained it to him that she was in love with him, that she was mesmerized and she wants to follow him everywhere. She's ready to follow him to anywhere in the world he's going to. That just, you can have me now, basically.
Like, I'm not going to lie, I usually don't do this. Like, I don't even know what happened. I just saw you and like, you swept me off my feet, man. Like, and I don't know how to say this, but see, I'm in love with you. I love you so much, and I just want to follow you to anywhere you want, to anywhere you're going. And just take, let's just allow me follow you, like, bro, like, oh my god.
So after explaining herself, the young man just told her that, you know what, I appreciate this, but you can't follow me to where I'm from. I'm from a land beyond the blue seas, beyond the red seas, and it's not something you want to do. But Olajumoke was stubborn. I was like,
yes, yeah, see, I don't care if you're over the red sea, the blue sea, the green sea. See, I want you and I have to have you. I'll follow you anywhere. I'll follow you to the edge of the world, in fact. Like, my love, I go, my courage, like.
So anyways, the man was done arguing with Olajumoke and was like, you know what, I warned you, I've told you, and it's obvious you've made up your mind, so let's begin our journey. We have a long way to travel. So they set out on their journey and they crossed the blue sea and the red sea, just like the man had described, and they got to a forest. Now this is where the story gets interesting. What happened was, this man was apparently not a young man. In fact, he wasn't even a man. It was a spirit. A spirit who borrowed human parts to come visit. Because what happened back then was the realm of the spirits and the human realm wasn't as distinctively divided as it is now. So, when he got to the forest, he took off his arms and first returned that to where he borrowed them. And they were walking further into the forest. They got to another place. I took off his legs. At this point, Olajumoke was, she was shocked. She was, you know, petrified, but no, it was too late at this point. And they walked further down into the forest and got to this tree where this young man took off his chest. And bear in mind, this part, this time is just imagine the head. And I don't even know how he was walking, but let's not get into that. So he returned his chest into this, the emptiness around the tree, and was just left with, you guessed it, it was just his head at this point. Now, at this point, Olajumoke was shitting her pants. She was crying. She was like,
I'm scared for my life.
Please, I've made a mistake. Let me go. Let me go. Like, she was, you know, dying in with fear, and she was begging him to allow her to go back home. But the head, and obviously Ori, Ori means head in Yoruba, so that's what I'll be calling. At this point, Ori was like, no, hell no. Hell no. Hell to the no, no. You're not going anywhere. That you wonder, but you know, she didn't listen. So, in order for Olajumoke not to run away, Ori then placed like a chain made of cowries. He tied it to her neck, so that anytime she tried to escape, or anytime that she would try to escape, the chain would alert him by singing a song. And the song that the chain would sing, I'll play the song now, anyways.
Ori ori o Olajumoke lo apon bepo re Olajumoke lo arebi osu Olajumoke lo ori ori o Olajumoke lo ori ori o Olajumoke lo.
The song roughly translates to whole head, Olajumoke is going. A damsel as fair as palm oil is going. A damsel as fascinating as calm wood is going. Oh head, Olajumoke is going. So what would happen was that anytime Olajumoke tried to run away, the chain would sing that song and alert Ori from wherever he was, and Ori would run coming, and I don't even when I was reading this, I was dying with laughter, because the story was that it would run at the speed of lightning, and I was like, how is the head running? But anyways, it would run to her straight and stamp his head on her chest, and you know, she would stay put. So anyways, she was resigned to this fate. And back home in Olajumoke's village, there was a manhunt for her. Everybody was looking for Olajumoke. Everybody was worried, because you know, their beautiful damsel was nowhere to be found. So days turned to weeks turned to months, and nobody could find Olajumoke. Her parents were devastated. So one fateful day, a very ugly hunter, I kid you not, that's how it was described, a very ugly hunter was in the forest searching for, you know, what to kill and whatnot, where he saw Olajumoke roaming about with a chain on her neck. It was like, ah, Olajumoke, what's going on? And that's when Olajumoke then narrated the whole story to the man, and was like,
please, you have to help me, please. My life is ruined. Oh my gosh, I've suffered. Oh, awful head.
So, after hearing our story, the hunter was like, you know what? I would propose a deal to you. If I help you escape, you must agree to marry me. And Olajumoke did not think twice. She was like, you know what? I'm down. I am game. I accept. I would marry you, and just get me out of here.
See, I'm ready to do anything. Please, just help me, please. Help me, I've not updated my Instagram for so long. My followers need me, please help me. I'll do anything.
Immediately after, the hunter heard this and was like, you know what, you've agreed, right? he began to like say these special incantations and whatnot, and after which he just took out his sword and he cut the chain off Olajumoke's neck, and they were, you know, doing the whole James Bond stuff through the evil forest, and he successfully led her out of the evil forest and whatnot and took her safely to her parents. And her parents were happy to see Olajumoke, obviously, because, you know, that's what good parents do. So after the whole thing, the parents were like, oh my gosh, they were trying to show their gratitude, so they brought different gifts, food, whatnot. And the man was like, the man was just sitting there smiling that no, he doesn't want all this. Yeah, he was just, you know, giving Olajumoke the eye, that just winking to her, that, you know, tell them, you know, like, I don't know why I'm shaking my head now, but you guys know what I'm trying to say. Anyways, Olajumoke got the gist and she told her parents, narrated the whole thing and the deal that they made, that, you know, she has to marry him and whatnot. The parents were shocked because he's a very, a very, very ugly man. And so they were like, are you really sure that my daughter, are you sure? Are you sure that all that time in the evil forest did not affect your head or whatnot? And Olajumoke was like, you know what, I'm good. A deal is a deal. I have to keep my end. I would marry this man.
Like, oh my God, I'm grateful to be back home. And I'm not going to break my promise. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And even though this man is, like, factually ugly, I don't see mom and dad. I can't go back there, and I'm afraid if I don't marry him, it will get me back there. So, you know, it is what it is.
So after the parents, you know, they're like, you know, they allowed the marriage to take place and what have you, you know, there was nothing they could do. But everybody, the villagers were not going to let Olajumoke go scot-free. They were mocking Olajumoke, do you understand that? Oh, after all, everything, she decided to go where a man that is ugly as fuck, is broke as fuck, has no money, has no status.
Hey, bro, did you hear? Do you hear what was happening, my bro? Hey, what was happening? Jamisi now, tell me what's going on. Remember that babe now, that Jumoke babe. That fine babe. Oh, yes, of course. Who not gonna remember? Ah, that my crush that time. Bro, I tried to go and talk to her with... See, bro, forget all that one. If you see the ugly moral that this girl married, the guy, whoa, you don't even have any money, man.
So after all that time, braga, whatever, she married a nobody.
I'm telling you, bro, this man is ugly as fuck. Like, as I even say, I should go and see this man. As I look his face, I was just vomiting.
Oh my God, bro. So even after all this, pride goes before a fall. Man, that is so fucked, man.
And Olajumoke had to live with this very ugly man. And yeah, that's the story of Olajumoke. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's basically the story of Olajumoke. I would love to hear what you think of the story. I would personally share what I learned from the story. I'll share the three to four things I learned. Number one is that people in the olden days were jobless as f***. The men of this Ayegberus, the men of this time, you know, they were really jobless, because I don't know why all of you heard of this beautiful lady and all of you are coming from all over. Is it that or all the women there were really, really ugly as fuck? But anyway, that's the first thing I learned. The second thing I learned is that, you know what, when you have it, you have it. When you have it, you have it. Like, no matter how beautiful you are, if you have that riz, like, you know, there are just a few of us that have it. I have it. You know, when you're hot, you are just, it doesn't matter who the lady is. Now, damn, they rush us. And the third thing I learned, this one is for the ladies. This one is for the ladies. That just because you see a fine man, don't always follow them home, because, you know, all you could be getting is head. If you get it, you get it. You are smiling, Abby. You are smiling. Anyway, get out. That is what you would like. But on a more serious note, I found the story really fascinating, really interesting. And I later found out that it was the story that inspired the Grammy-nominated music video for the hit song Agolo by Angelique Kidjo, released in 1994. Some of you might know this song. And yeah, that's pretty much today's episode. Please don't forget, next week we'll be celebrating the 1 year anniversary. Next time you hear my voice, the Mafia Job Grammy podcast will be a year old. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Well, catch you guys same time next week. Yeah, peace out. Make sure you're following the podcast on Twitter at Mafia Job Grammy Pod, and follow the podcast on Instagram at, you guessed it, Mafia Job Grammy Pod. If you listened up to this point, you're a what? You're a G, you're a rock star. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please, they help a lot. So please subscribe, share the podcast to as many people as you can. Make sure to stay jiggy, drink water, mind your business, but most importantly, Joe, Mafia Job Grammy.